Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Pyfer, and I am very happy to give you meditation instruction. And today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes. We're going to start right now. So please take your seat and begin to get settled. You may sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, but it is also completely acceptable and excellent to sit in a chair. And if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as we get settled, I want to make sure this mic is on. As we get settled, I want to point out what may be the most obvious benefit of meditation practice, but perhaps is not the first thing thought of when one considers a meditation practice, because we often want to take on such a practice to accomplish something, to change something, to become different in some way than we are. And that's all fine. There's no problem with that at all. But the real benefit of meditation comes from the fact, I guess you would say, that rather than trying to accomplish something while you are meditating, you are actually allowing yourself to rest. And as you know, our minds are very busy all day long, sometimes all night long, because there's just a lot to parse and think about. And even when we're sleeping, like I say, sometimes it just keeps going. But it's one way to think of it is as akin to exercise. Everybody knows that exercise is good. But if all you ever did was exercise, in about 3 hours or 9 hours, it would be bad, because rest is required to punctuate the periods of activity in order for the periods of activity to be meaningful. It is the same with our minds. And often when it comes to the changes we'd like to see in our lives, and I hope each of you will find exactly the changes that you seek, when we try to use our mind constantly to accomplish that change, with no break, we simply become fatigued. We have self-improvement fatigue, let's say. So if nothing else, meditation is simply the act of resting your mind. It's quite wonderful, and I would say more than wonderful, it's essential. And where does the mind rest? It rests on the breath. So as the breath comes in and out of the body, you allow your mind to follow it, to feel it, to go with it. And in this sense, sometimes I use the analogy of placing your mind on the breath like you would place your body in a hammock and just let it sway. And, you know, that's one way to think about it. So let's begin, without further ado, the practice of resting our minds. So please begin by taking a good seat, which means to sit up straight, but with a sense of ease as opposed to stiffness, as a kind of acknowledgement of your inherent dignity. It is simply dignified to sit up straight. And feel that sense of dignity. Another word for that dignity is worthiness. Don't worry about convincing yourself whether you deserve to be worthy or not. Just feel it in your body. Excuse me. Through your posture. The hands are palms down, just above the knee or at mid-thigh, and that is simply because this seems to be the most restful spot for them. Feel yourself sinking into whatever it is that is supporting you, a cushion or chair. And recognize that this support is always present. and you can recall it anytime you like. Let your belly relax. For some reason, it's not so easy to do that, but do your best to let it relax as much as possible. And feel the warmth of your heart area, the upper part of your chest. Is flooded with warmth. I don't know why, it just is. And let your throat be soft as well. And the mouth is closed because there's no need to speak. And when there's no need to speak, there is great opportunity for rest. Emotionally, physically, spiritually, on all levels. So feel your urge to express yourself. Rest within yourself. Similarly, the fear of expressing yourself can just rest too, because not necessary right now. Breath is natural, meaning there's no breathing technique. And the eyes remain open. And the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front. But imagine that as you gaze at that spot, it's moving toward you, slowly, gently, so that you don't have to reach out for it. You can sort of meet it halfway. So the eyes are very soft. And there's a sense that vision is pouring forth from the eyes, like the rays of the sun. And like the rays of the sun, has no particular preference, just radiates. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Like you could touch the sky if you just lifted a tiny bit. Attune to your breath. To the felt sense of breathing. Feel the inhale and feel the exhale. Your mind, of course, will continue to think things, and that is fine. However, if you notice that you've become absorbed in thought rather than breath, let go and gently return your mind to the breath with the knowledge that you are allowing it to rest by so doing. Thank you very much for your practice.